I don't know what you heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot, 1, 2, 3. He's even better than Turkey. It's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot, 1, 2, 3. He'll have you believing in the mean gree. It's the afternoon J-U-B.
All right, 2:39, EA in for Monty, and a new open. Oh, it's good stuff.
Are those people still working for the ticket?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, boy.
Norman from Mino, and we say hello to a Texas Radio Hall of Famer, one-third of the Courage Boys. It is afternoon, Jub. Hi, Georgie.
Hey, hey. Sweet spot. Normie.
Jub, Jub.
How we doing?
Doing great. And Norm has a tale for you in just a moment, but I do want to ask if you've checked in on the home front with the missus about you having to get a new tattoo of the Diving Eagle of North Texas once the Mean Green Friday night win the American Athletic Conference.
You know, we have talked about it. It was a couple of weeks ago. I wonder if she forgot. I have not forgotten. I will get the tattoo, and this is...
We need to go together, by the way.
Okay. That'd be special.
We'll make a date out of it.
I have a couple of questions here. First,
okay.
At 11-1, why don't you already have the tattoos?
Yeah, that's a school record.
And my
11
second,
wins, Norm. How about that?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. What a job Eric Morris has done, and with that kid quarterback.
Mestemaker.
Mestemaker's just incredible.
He's never just, started in high school?
No, he never really even played quarterback in high school. He was a quarterback, going to the varsity level, and then they had a move in, so he got switched to safety.
And punter. He's a special
and punter. Yeah, he could punt too if they needed to.
Well, I have another question about tattoos. Where?
He was a good goal scorer.
No. That's good, George.
Sports joke, Norm. Sports joke.
Very good sports joke. I would have used that one if I'd thought about it.
George is an original Norm writer. The Norm comedy writing team.
That's great.
Where on the Jub body is the tattoo going to happen?
I think I'm going to do it on my bicep. What about you, Sean?
I think I'm going to do on the shoulder. Left shoulder.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, that's what I meant. Not, okay. Not bicep.
Not a Screaming Eagle tramp stamp?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Question, Sean.
Yeah, just like where you get a flu shot, kind of right there. Yeah. What's that called? Is that shoulder?
Yeah, shoulder.
Sean, your World Series tattoo was your first tattoo, right?
Correct.
And now you're eager to get another one. You're eager to get Jub to get one. Mm-hmm. Do you have the itch to get tattoos now?
I don't know if it's the itch, but when big sports things happen, I might as well just commit to that.
I want to see you in the next couple of years just fully tatted out.
I'm just sleeved up.
Yeah.
It's the neck tattoo I can never figure out.
I'm like Jelly Roll. I just have tattoos all over my face.
Please get a face tattoo.
Doesn't that hurt to get a neck tattoo?
Yeah, probably.
It hurts to get any tattoo,
no,
Norm.
Well, I mean, but on your neck. I mean, can I cross over your Adam's apple here? No, you can't.
No.
Well, George.
Yeah, and I was a person who swore I would never get a tattoo. I'm not against them on other people. I think they look fine. I think they look cool on some people. I just didn't. I don't know. It's just something I didn't think I would do. But yeah, we're four quarters away from that.
You're damn right. Going to go to the playoffs and face A&M or Tech.
Look out, Aggies.
Look out.
You got to stop the leading offense in the country. Leading points and yards.
By the way, you're also favored.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Favored.
Road favored. Crazy.
A road favored. Oh, I got another sports joke for you, Norm.
Uh-oh. Okay.
The other day, one of the big plays in the Cowboys win over the Chiefs was, and Rashee Rice had a really good game, but he dropped that one right in his mitts. But I did notice this. There were several Cowboy defenders around him, so he was in a lot of traffic. It's not the first time he's had trouble in Dallas traffic.
That's the truth, George.
Norm approves.
That's the truth.
All right. Well, Norman, you were talking to EA about West Texas before the show, because EA went to Tech for a few years. And, George, Norm told us a tale that involves a monkey. So take it away, radio legend Norm Hitzkiss.
George, are you familiar with a fellow named Stanley Marsh III, who lived in Amarillo?
No, I don't think so.
He's the guy that buried the 10 Cadillacs nose down.
Okay, yes.
He believed art was stuff you just stumbled on. He would take animals for his ranch. And by the way, he named his ranch Toad Hall.
All right.
As opposed to the Flying G or things like that.
Okay.
Okay. And he was funny, George. He was funny. He wouldn't let wrestling on his TV station in Amarillo because he said, I know the kind of people that watch wrestling, and I don't want them watching my TV station. He was crazy funny. He should have died in his 20s of a brain aneurysm, but didn't. And he grew into this great, funny fellow. I got to spend a couple of days at Toad Hall doing a feature with him.
Okay.
So one day, his foreman...
Was he a Red Raider?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea.
He was rich. That's all you need to know.
He was rich.
Okay.
By the way, he and his wife, Wendy, adopted 5 children, and they were of 5 different races.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean...
That's pretty cool.
Stanley was a great guy. Funny. So his foreman comes to him one night and says, Stanley, somebody's just set a trot line on the back tank. Now, Stanley had these tanks all over his ranch, and when he'd go fishing or any of his friends would go fishing, they'd bring the fish back alive and put them in the tank. And he'd have somebody from his staff go out and throw fish food in the lake to keep all of his fish happy. So the foreman says, do you want us to stay up and watch for this guy? Stanley said, no, tell you what. The next time you see a trot line out there, you call me immediately. Guy said, okay, that's what you want us to do. So Stanley then starts to call pet shops in Amarillo. And he asked the pet shops, have you had anything unusual die recently? And the pet shop owners, of course, say, well, sir, we take great care of our animals. He says, I know you do, but if something unusual dies, you alert me. So a few days later, the phone rings, and it's a pet shop that says, unfortunately, we've had a rhesus monkey pass away. So Stanley says, I'll be right down to buy it, full price. So he goes down and buys the dead body of the rhesus monkey.
Racist?
What did I say?
No, rhesus, not racist. Oh. Ham.
Oh. Ham? Stanley then goes to the kitty swimming store and buys the tiniest goggles he can and the tiniest fins he can. And when the guy, his foreman, says, hey, they've set this trot line again, Stanley says, come get me. He grabs the rhesus monkey out of his freezer, puts the little goggles on it, puts the little fins on it, pulls the trot line in, hooks the frozen rhesus monkey to one of the hooks, and he sets the trot line again. So when the people come to pull in their trot line and pull in all their fish, they see a dead rhesus monkey with swimming goggles and fins on. And the next morning, the trot line was just laying there. They just left everything. They realized they'd been discovered. And can you imagine in the middle of the night, Georgie, reeling in a trot line and finding A swimming dead rhesus monkey.
I think I would scream, it's a monkey.
Oh, man.
Man, that is great.
What a funny man he was. I'll tell you one more story.
Uh-oh.
Okay, one more quick story, Georgie.
Okay.
We're out there to do a feature. And Stanley, we come out late in the afternoon. Stanley says, come on in, we'll have some dinner. He said, my wife's not feeling well, so it'll just be us. The cook has left the dinner. It's steak and salad. We have a wonderful dinner. Stanley opens perhaps more than one bottle of wine. And we're sitting at our table talking, having a great time, and the leftovers of the meat and the salad are on the table. And all of a sudden, coming down the hall, we hear. And it approaches and the sound gets louder. And into the room comes Stanley's pet kangaroo, who leaps up on the table and proceeds to snack down on some of the stuff left there.
Would you ever trust a pet kangaroo?
Never.
No, because it could whip your ass.
Never. Yeah, they could just go rogue on you. It just seems like the drop of a hat.
Well, what do you say, though, if you're sitting there? My cameraman, Jay Ridden, and I looked at each other and said, well, we're not going to complain. And we all sit there with the kangaroo sitting on our dinner table.
So the butler was off, too, so the kangaroo just cleaned up.
Exactly right.
Is that the only time you've broken bread with a kangaroo?
For sure. For sure.
Oh, man, Norm, you need to write a book.
Yes. Another book.
Yeah.
Yeah, another one. This, yeah, just
greatest
the life of
ever.
Norm. You've had an amazing life.
Oh. Well, George, I don't know what else to say to you, but go Mean Green.
Go Mean Green. Are you going to New Orleans?
I'm not. We are all in Argyle that day.
Do you know how much?
Oh, really?
Do you know how much I'm going to be cheering for you guys?
I hope so.
I mean,
we need America cheering for the Mean Green.
And
we do.
The years you put into that program, George.
I know. It's just like I said this morning. It's just surreal. I can't believe this is happening. That they are four quarters away from going to the college football playoff. And yeah, I'm not saying they're going to do anything, but I sure wouldn't want to play them.
How geeked would you two be if they made the national championship playoffs?
Dude.
Oh, man. Then I'll go Green Mohawk for a year.
All right.
Whoa.
It's on wax, 252.
Wait a minute.
December 2nd, 2025.
Might you even dye a certain small patch of hair?
Wow, Norm, I got a full head of hair, don't I?
Green Merkin for Jub. All right, George, we'll talk to you next week. We'll hear you in the morning.
All right. Yeah, see you guys.
Can I
see
make you guys laugh you, before we conclude our crosstalk?
Okay, maybe in a minute. We have Why Today Has to Suck next.
I need a urinate.